Blog Talk Radio.
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith. A pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Positively Affirmative. This is the show where we affirm you, our listening audience, with education, information, and resources in the areas of self-care, career development, business building, and wealth consciousness, challenges, and solutions. I am your host, Katrina Jones, Prosperity Life Coach of Satori Life Skills Institute, and today our show topic is Brand and Market Yourself to Create Job Opportunities. And I'm really excited about this show because we're going to be talking a lot about resumes and resume writing. And we have with us, I'm really honored to have with us today, Melanie Denny, who is a certified resume writer. And Melanie, her career started by helping a friend to rewrite her resume. Eventually, one friend became many. She focused her love of writing and passion for career development into gaining her certification in resume writing and starting Resume Evolution, which is her business, in 2008. Since then, she has enjoyed every minute of partnering with job seekers from a variety of industries to create highly focused, compelling self-marketing documents through individualized coaching sessions and interactive workshops. With expert knowledge in resume writing concepts, modern job-seeking tactics, and effective keyword strategies, she has a passion for helping job seekers reach their long and short-term career goals. She offers a wide variety of self-marketing services, including resumes, cover letters, mini resume card designs, LinkedIn profiles, QR code integration, interview coaching, personal brand development, resume workshop facilitation, and much more. Melanie, I am so excited to have you on our show today, and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome, Katrina. The honor is mine. I'm so excited to be here today to talk to you about what I love.
Wow. Well, I'm going to say that you are doing some really great work in South Florida. You're doing some really great work, and we're going to touch on these workshops that you do, because that's how I met you, by going to one of your workshops that was really dynamic. But I'm going to digress and ask you to tell us something about yourself.
Well, I am a certified professional resume writer. I help job seekers build confidence that they need to market themselves on paper, online, and in person. I help them outshine the competition and ultimately shorten their job search. Like you mentioned, I do offer this in a variety of different ways with the services that I offer: resume writing, cover letter writing, job search coaching, personal branding, LinkedIn optimization, interview coaching, and much more. So I'm really, really passionate about what I do, and I'm just excited to be here. I also have a young son. I love him to pieces. He's my firstborn, and I live in South Florida, as you know. And also, I love what I do.
Cool. All right. Wow, so many different services that you offer. You know, to me, what I'm finding amazing about the job market is how quickly it changes. Or it may not be quickly, but how it changes. Because I can say that for myself, you know, my most recent job was 7 years ago and then 10 years ago. And so I relocated to South Florida. You know, I do have my own business and practice, but, you know, I do work part-time. And the market, I haven't been out in the job market for 7 years. And it's changed in the last 7 years. So, you know, I just find that amazing. But I'm going to ask you, what is a certified resume writer?
Well, a certified resume writer is basically someone who has learned the art of writing resumes. Resume writing is so involved that's why a lot of people don't like it. A lot of folks hate the thought of having to write about themselves, of having to write a resume, of having to make sure that it's perfect. It's a lot of pressure, actually. So a certified resume writer has studied the art of it. They have taking a variety of tests to test their knowledge with industry leaders and pioneers who review the work that they've done, and they determine whether or not the certified or the person who is looking to become certified has actually mastered the art. It's a very involved process. So, you know, becoming certified, you have a lot of different areas that you need to pass. You need to make sure that you have an excellent command of the English language, grammatics, syntax, writing style, all that plays a part. You also have to know how to format resumes, font sizes, and you have to know the strategy behind the resume. Every resume has a strategy, so being certified is definitely something you want to look for if you're looking to hire a resume writer, because it's a big difference between someone who's really studied and mastered this thing versus someone who can write well.
And, you know, I would have to agree with that, Melanie, because, I don't know if I should feel bad about this, but until I met you, I really didn't know that there was a such thing as a certified resume writer, and probably because my experience has been, you know, I have a background in social services, and so, you know, we have worked with clients getting them prepared for job readiness and, you know, their entry level going into the workforce, and, you know, I've helped clients with resumes, you know, I've created my own resumes, and also, you know, working in career development departments, you know, in college environments, you know, working with freshmen, you know, sophomores, juniors, seniors, helping them with resume writing skills, mock resumes. But when you talk about certified resume writing, it's a whole different level. You know, it's right. Just a whole different level. And I recognize for myself, as I continue on with my education and my experience, the way that I present myself on paper, it evolves. It changes. So I just find it fascinating. How does one become a certified resume writer?
There are a few different entities that certify resume writers. I'm certified with the Professional Association of Resume Writers and Career Coaches, which is the industry-leading entity, organization. They were the first, so they've been around the longest. There's also the National Association, the National Resume Writers Association. There's also Career Directors International Certification Program. There's also Resume Writing Academy. So there's a few different places you can go and get certified, and they have different levels of certification. You can become a master resume writer. So there's definitely a lot of options for people if they're looking to get into this industry. There's a lot of different options and opportunities out there.
Okay. And what is a resume, and why is having one important?
Well, first and foremost, my definition of a resume is a self-marketing document designed to pique the interest of someone in the position to hire you. And it's important because it's the first thing that represents who you are professionally. It's the first impression that an employer gets. When you can't walk into a place and say, "Hi, my name is Melanie and I'm looking to apply for a job," you can't do that anymore. You're not going to reach the right person. So when you're applying for jobs, the first thing people are going to ask for is your resume. And so this is important because it's your first impression. You can't get a second first impression. So if your resume is not impressive, if it's not impactful, if it's not memorable, then especially in this economy, there's thousands of people applying for jobs. So if your resume doesn't stand out, it's just a waste of time. So it's very important for you to have a good, powerful resume that represents you well.
Okay, so I hear you saying that you can have all the experience in the world. You can have all the know-how and the greatest personality to fit the job, but if you can't get through the door with your resume, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Hmm. You have to be able to articulate all of that value into words and where people would be inclined to want to call you and talk to you more about it.
Okay. Should everyone have a resume, or is it only for, certain type of jobs?
Everyone should have a resume if they're in the market for a job. Now, the only type of folks who may not necessarily need a resume is probably a business owner, that they're not really in the market for a job, a salaried position, but they also need some type of representation of what they do. Someone in one sheet or a professional bio or something that also does the same thing as a resume, but of course the approach is going to be a little bit different. But any and everybody who is looking for work or could potentially be looking for work needs to have a resume.
Okay. And you said something that really stood out to me, that even if you're a business owner, and I'm speaking specifically to small business owners, who want to collaborate and network and reach out to potential clients. Even though you don't need a resume, there is some type of documentation that you need to be able to present as your calling card.
Exactly.
Okay. Important stuff. Okay. How would I create a resume? Give me, what are like 3 or 4 tips that you would provide for me about, setting up a basic resume?
Well, the first step would be to know what you want. Know what you're going after. What type of position, within what type of company, what position level, what salary level, what education level is required, what are the qualifications of the job you want. Just get a real clear focus on what you're targeting. That's the first step. Reason being is employers want to know that you qualify for exactly what they want. If you're all over the place and you've dabbled in this and you've dabbled in that and you're just listing a laundry list of all the things that you've done and you're not an expert in anything in particular and you have a whole lot of different skills, you're not appealing to anyone. So before you get started on writing a resume, really have a clear understanding of what you're going after, the purpose, because then everything that goes within the resume will follow that goal. That's the first step. The next step would be
to make sure that what you want aligns with what you've done. Because realistically, if you don't qualify, they're not going to call you. Unless you know someone closely and it's a favor of a friend or anything in that respect, they're not going to call you. You're not qualified. So really know, you know, if this type of job requires a degree in X, Y, and Z, make sure you have that degree or you're enrolled in a degree program or something to that effect. Make sure that they want 10 years experience, you have 10 years experience. If not 10, maybe they settle for 8, maybe a little bit more, maybe you have 12. But, you know, don't come with 1 or 2 years experience trying to apply for a job that they require 10. It just really has to be aligned. So once you know what you want and you know that, okay, this makes sense for me, then you can really start narrowing down the things that you've done that are applicable to the job that you want. So now when you approach all of your last positions, you can really highlight the things that are relevant to the job that you want.
So it sounds like, you know, I mean, this is really a task and a skill, being able to sit down and determine, well, you know, not so much what position I want, because that's something, you know, in the job description that you're going for, but making sure that you, what you want aligns with what you've done, and ensuring that you narrow down your skills, because what I hear is that I may have to tailor some of my skills to meet the needs of what this employer is asking for.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
You have to really think about it from their side. I'm sorry. I was just saying you need to think about it from their side. So if you flip it around and you're looking for someone, if you're looking for someone to fix your air conditioning, you want them to be an air conditioning expert. You want to know they have X amount of years experience, they've done AC school, they've done fixed ACs in the past, they've dealt with this type of problem. It's the same thing. So proving that you know how to do the job is really the approach when writing the resume.
Okay. Okay, okay. So that might mean highlighting certain skills you've done in a particular job function more so than other jobs.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, okay, okay. If I'm not good at writing down my strengths, you know, what should I do?
Well, this is actually one of the biggest problems that a lot of my clients have, which is why they hire me, because like I mentioned earlier, it's not an easy process. A lot of people don't think about themselves as having strengths or having value or adding value to their past employers. They think of themselves as another number, an employee goes to work, gets a paycheck, and go home. So really the first step to trying to figure out your strengths and start writing them down is to shift your thinking. Shift the thought process to I am valuable and think about the problems that you solve at work. Think about the value that you bring to that employer. Ask yourself, how did I help them? How did I make their company better by working there? What did I contribute? And work backwards from that. So, for example, if you're, let's say, in sales and you know that you've added maybe 5 new clients within a month and that equated to X amount of dollars for the month, well, you know that that's what you did for the company. You've added X amount of dollars for the month. Now, how did you do that? That is how you figure out your strengths. Whatever you did to get to that point are your strengths. So maybe you're good with the customers, you're able to relate to people, maybe you're knowledgeable in the subject area. It could be a number of different things that help you get to that point. But that's one way of trying to figure out your strengths. Another thing is that you can hire a professional. Like you said, you know, if you hire somebody who knows how to do this, who knows how to ask the right questions to approach this type of scenario where, okay, I'm trying to figure out my strengths so I can put it into a resume, people, again, are certified in this. There's also career coaches. I'm not necessarily a career coach myself, but there are certified career coaches that help you figure out your career goals and your strengths and help you match up your strengths to potential job opportunities and what path you should take. So there's a plethora of help out there for people who are having problems trying to really figure out what their strengths are.
Wow, this is serious business here. You know, as you're talking, I mean, really, because, you know, what we're really talking about is developing your career.
Yeah.
You know, this is about, you know, what I do day in and day out that allows me to use my skills and my gifts to provide a service or to provide value to my employer or even to the world. Here, this is a resume, is your calling card, you know, to the world of here's what I do.
Yes.
But specifically to that potential employer. Interesting. So now I have a question for you, and it may be a repeat question, but so don't judge me. How does one create an award-winning resume?
Okay, well, the first thing is having and conveying a unique specified value. Why should I hire you? What do you have to offer? If that's clear, that's going to be a compelling resume. The other thing is accomplishments. I cannot stress that enough. Accomplishments are the meat of the resume. Okay, not necessarily the tasks of what you did. You know, it's all about what the value was. What's the end result of what you're doing? Accomplishments. These are things that are unique to you because nobody else can take credit for what you did. Nobody can copy and paste that under their resume as the job description. It's unique to you, and that's what's going to sell you, your accomplishments. And lastly, aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
It has to look nice. It has to be organized. It has to be inviting to read. It's just that plays a part. You know, no errors, you know, things line up, fonts not too big, not too small. Those things are important. So I think the three of those, having that unique specified value, accomplishments, and it looks nice, it's easy on the eyes, those three things are award-winning resume, in your words.
Okay. How often should I update my resume?
I would say every 2 or 3 months. Every 2 or 3 months, take a look at it. Because within that time, you've probably done something at work that you're proud of, you know, or you've accomplished something. And far too often, people just use the resume when it's time to search for a job. They don't pick it up until it's time to look for another one. Well, now you didn't forgot everything you've done in the past 5 years while working at that job. So I would say, if possible, you know, just take a look at it. Read it. Every 3 months, just read through it. And say, oh, you know what, I added something and add a bullet there and make sure you jot it down. Even if it's not ready to send out, even if you're jotting down things that you've done at work, every 3 months, take a look. Because you never know where your next opportunity will come from. And you have to be ready in this economy. You have to be ready.
Okay. Well, I was not expecting that answer, 2 to 3 months. I'm surprised, but it's really interesting. As you were speaking, it took me back to an incident years ago that I had with a former boss, and I had done something, and it was an accomplishment. To me, it was something, you know, it was like, you know, whatever. This is just what I do. It's part of my job. It's what I do, you know. But I remember when it came time to my evaluation and I was sitting down with my employer, he spoke to it. And I asked him, because this was something that happened like some months prior. And I asked him, I said, how did you remember that? He said, Katrina, I didn't remember. I wrote it down. I have files on all of my employees. And whenever they do something, whether it's a positive or a negative, I write it down. And, you know, that way I can keep up with the progress. And when it's time to do an evaluation, it's no guesswork. All the information is right here. And that was a shift in thinking for me. Because I thought to myself, if he's writing things down, I need to be writing things down about myself, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that is definitely what I thought about. Okay, so that's good, 2 to 3 months. So another thing that I thought about is our evaluations and the importance of holding on to our evaluations and using that information. Because those are goals that we've accomplished.
Absolutely. I actually ask all my clients if they have any past recommendation letters or, you know, reviews that we can pull quotes from and put them right on the resume.
Okay.
That's just a testimony endorsement right there from someone you worked for in the past, just reiterating what you're saying about yourself.
Yes. Okay. Why is, now you spoke about, or you know, in your introduction, one of the things that you do is keyword, you help people with keyword search. Why is keyword search important in resume writing or in the field in the field of looking for employment?
That's a good question. And this is something, you know, I'm always learning. I'm always looking to make sure that my skills are updated and not outdated. I'm always looking for new ways to help market my clients with the resume. And so I have been forging relationships with recruiters. And it's funny because I know how important keyword searches are. Just because in 2013, nobody's really reading your resume. They're just not. The world in general don't read. We don't read anymore. We want information quickly, within seconds. And so keywords are so important because that's what they're looking for. If they're looking to hire somebody in marketing, the word marketing better be in your resume a few times. And I brought up the thing about the recruiter because I was speaking to one, and she's a very successful recruiter. She recruits for six-figure jobs for Fortune 100 companies. And I said to her, talk to me about the keyword searches. Is this, how important is it? I said, how much time do you really take to read a resume? And she said, I don't read resumes. I said, okay. She said, I hit Control F on my keyboard, and I look for the phrases and the words that I want. That is how important it is to have the right keywords in your resume. Because even if it does get to a real person, if it doesn't have to go through the applicant tracking program on those online applications, even as it gets to someone who's hiring, they're still not reading it. They're looking for the keywords. So it's so important. It's very important to have the right keywords that are relevant to the job that you want.
Wow. Okay. Now, you facilitate workshops on resume writing concepts, modern job search tactics, effective keyword search strategies. Tell us about these different courses that you facilitate.
Well, I do quite a few workshops. I usually do them for different organizations. I've presented to the City of Boca Raton Housing Authority, the City of Hialeah Housing Authority. I've done it for the National Association of Black Accountants. I've done a few different workshops. And really, you know, my goal with the workshops is to just raise awareness on these things because nobody really teaches these things. You know, we go through school, we get an education, and we're told, go get a job. but no one shows us how. Formally tells us this is the steps you need to take. This is how you conduct yourself in an interview. This is how you present yourself in a professional manner. So I do a lot of workshops just about the resume, about job searching in today's job market, the importance of keywords, and all of these different things. I do that because it's throughout the years of doing what I do, I realized how much people need to know. There's just a big need for people to know and realize what they're up against when they say, I'm looking for a job. So.
Okay. Wow. And also, now, do you do teleseminars? What other type of, tell us about that.
I do monthly teleconference calls. The next one is actually coming up this week on Thursday. It's called Ask the Recruiter, Job Search Secrets Revealed. I do one every month, and this month I'm excited about because it's not going to be just me talking. I'm actually going to be interviewing a recruiter and asking them all the questions on behalf of all the job seekers in the world who want to know what's going on. When, you know, sometimes recruiters, they disappear on us. We don't know what happened. And so I'm really going to dig deep into this one and get answers to some of the questions that job seekers have. So I'm excited about this one. This call is free. It's this Thursday, the 26th at 7:30 p.m. And anybody can join the call. And the event can be found on Eventbrite. So anybody can go on RCP and join the call.
All right. So, and we may have callers who are not familiar with teleconference. So can you tell us just a little bit about what a teleconference is?
Of course. So a teleconference is basically just you call in, there's a number you dial, and then there's also a code, and you listen to the call. So there could be multiple callers on the line where one person is the facilitator. So, for example, that would be me. And then as we speak, I can control who's able to speak so that there are multiple people, 20, 25, 30 people on the call, but only one person can speak at once. So it's not like everybody can just start talking whenever. So it's a good way to just share information to a lot of people at once. It's easy. You don't need internet. All you need is a phone. Any phone line works fine. And it's a simple, very simple process.
I like it because also you don't have to be in the area. You don't have to be in Florida to participate.
Yeah.
You can be in Oregon or you can be in Ohio or California. It doesn't matter. You know, I think that's one of the beauty of teleconferences as well. It kind of closes the gap with location and space.
Yes.
It's convenient. It's very convenient. And you said you'll be doing these teleconferences once a month?
Every last Thursday of the month, yes.
Great. And they're free?
Yes, absolutely. They're free.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. All right. Okay, and then also you have a you do some group work for, you know, just people in the community. Can you tell us about that?
Yes,
Yes,
I have another organization that is called Career Evolution, and really that is my way of giving back. It's nothing for profit. It's actually the initial idea was to create a nonprofit, and I'm still pursuing that. But right now, it's just me doing what I love, spreading the word about career development topics in Broward, Broward County, South Florida. And we talk about different topics. We meet once a month on a Sunday afternoon. And this month's topic is going to be about LinkedIn, which we haven't touched on in this call. But LinkedIn is a powerful tool for job seekers today. Powerful. So this Sunday we'll be having, a week from today actually, we'll be having that meeting. It's going to be all about how to create opportunities on LinkedIn. And it's not necessarily even just for jobs. It's also for, you know, small business owners that are looking to collaborate or grow or get new clients. LinkedIn is just a plethora of opportunity waiting for us to tap into. So I'm very passionate about LinkedIn. I always joke and say LinkedIn needs to pay me money because I'm a big advocate for them. I love them.
Wow.
I love the company. I love the site. I've even written an ebook about it. My second edition of the ebook will be completed by the end of the month, and I'm excited to launch that as well. But yes, back to your question, Career Evolution is a monthly meeting, and I'm looking to really expand on that because there's so much opportunities for people to learn about career development. It's just a very, I find it very under. We're undereducated about these things, but yet it's such an integral part of our lives. So my goal is to really grow Career Evolution, do a lot more events, a lot more collaborations with different organizations, and just really spreading the word and helping people in their career.
Nice. Now, you also assist people with a variety of services, such as resumes, cover letters, mini resumes, card designs, LinkedIn profiles, QR code integration, interviewing coaching, personal brand development. Can you touch just kind of briefly on each of those areas and, you know, give us an idea of what the area is and how you help us to increase our visibility in those areas?
Sure. So, of course, the resume, I think we've talked about that quite a bit on the call. Cover letters are also a very good way to promote yourself and really say something in the cover letter that maybe you weren't able to say in the resume. Highlight things that make you stand out, that differentiate yourself. Highlight accomplishments, more accomplishments than maybe you weren't able to include in the resume. That's really my goal for the cover letters that I write. I don't like to start off with the mundane, I'm writing because I'm applying for XYZ position at your company and posted on blah, blah, blah. Like, you have to stand out. Okay, so my cover letters are always going to be more exciting, a different approach, you know, and it's really eye-catching and compelling. Mini resume card designs, I think, are an awesome idea for job seekers. So pretty much what this is the size of a business card, but it's really your resume in a snapshot. So when you're networking, even if you're at the grocery store, I mean, people talk. You never know where your next opportunity will come from. I always say that. And so I always preach being prepared. So with a mini resume card, if you're in the market for a job or if you're not, if there's a new opportunity for you, being prepared speaks volumes. So, of course, you're not walking around with your resume all day, every day, all the time, but if you had a mini resume on a card front and back with your contact information, basically what you do in a nutshell, and maybe like 3 or 4 accomplishments on the back, you just sold yourself to somebody. In the grocery store, you're in line, you're talking, you never know. You talk to someone, oh, I know, I did a job opportunity. Do you have a resume or anything? Send me your resume. And you pull out this card, you have the contact information on there already. And then even when you go home, you can follow up and send the actual resume. But at that point, they already have something in their hand. One, they have it. They can read right then and there what you have to offer. And two, they're impressed. Who does that? Nobody does that. It's unique, and you stand out, and they're impressed. And they're asking you about, oh, this is cool, and that's another conversation start. So I also designed those from beginning to end. LinkedIn, like I said, I'm very passionate about LinkedIn. I write LinkedIn profiles on behalf of my clients, I also help them with a LinkedIn strategy. So I'm a big promoter of building your network on LinkedIn. So we strategize on how each person, each of my clients can do that easily and relatively quickly. And then we do the second part of the strategy, which is to find job opportunities and to be found by people searching for the skills that each of my clients have. QR code integration, this is something that some people buy into, some people aren't sold. I offer it because it's a way to stand out, another way just to differentiate yourself. And a QR code is basically those cute little square barcode-looking things that you see nowadays. A lot of companies are using them to market their products and promote sales or whatnot, and you have to scan it with your cell phone, your smartphone. And so I provide QR codes for my clients as an optional freebie add-on. There's no cost for it if you're buying, you know, a resume or whatever, but pretty much it's another way for them to be able to see you as the client, as a candidate. Who are you? What do you have to offer? So basically, once you scan it, it shows up as your mobile business card. So pretty much it's going to be your headshot, your name, a cute headline, then contact information. It's also going to have any links that you want to share. So if you, perhaps you have a LinkedIn page, maybe you have a portfolio online or a blog or an online website, whatever it is, you can link to it through the QR code. And it's just a way of building your brand.
Wow. Okay.
I also do interview coaching, as you mentioned, where pretty much we do a one-hour session. We do 30 minutes of a mock interview where I ask you questions and you answer as if you're applying for a certain position. And the other 30 minutes is me giving feedback and specific suggestions or recommendations on how you can answer better, change your body language, your tone, all that. And personal brand development kind of incorporates a lot of all the things I've already touched on. Because everything that I do is personal brand development. So throughout all the development of all the other services, it's all personal branding. So,
Yeah, and I remember the first workshop that I attended of yours, it was on personal branding.
Yes.
You know, and the importance of understanding that we are our brand.
Yes.
And how are we presenting ourselves, not only, you know, our physical presentation, but our written presentation, our verbal presentation, you know, just all facets, all areas. So I learned some things. Okay. Now, how can we reach you, and what are some upcoming events that you have scheduled?
Okay, so as I mentioned before, I have the free teleconference call this Thursday, the 26th. It's called Ask the Recruiter, Job Search Secrets Revealed. That's going to be at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I also have, if you're in the South Florida area, the Career Evolution Meeting, which is next Sunday, a week from today, 3 p.m. It's going to be in Plantation. And that, we have a meetup group. So you can find Career Evolution on meetup.com and RSVP through that medium. In terms of how to reach me, you can call my 800 number, 888-765-8515, or you can visit melaniedenny.com. That's MelaniedDenny.com. Or you can visit resumeevolution.com, and that's resumeevolution.com, resume-evolution.com.
Thank you. And do you have any final words for our listening audience?
I would say know your value. Know that if you're unhappy in your current job, that there is hope and there are other opportunities waiting for you. It's just a matter of mustering up the confidence to believe in yourself and knowing your value that will help you to pursue better ideals for your career. That's what I would say.
Nice. All right, thank you. This has been so enlightening, and every time I meet with you, whether it's face-to-face, whether it's on the phone, online, I'm always learning something new and different that I can take with me. So I want to thank you for being on our show today, and I want to invite you back anytime.
I'd love to come back and talk with you. This has been so enjoyable. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And we're going to bring this edition of Positively Affirmative to a close. We want to thank you, our listening audience, for tuning in. This is the show where we affirm you with education, information, and resources in the areas of self-care, career development, business building, and wealth consciousness, challenges, and solutions. I am your host, Katrina Jones, Prosperity Life Coach with Satari Life Skills Institute, where we teach women how to create positive shifts in their work-life balance so they can become the directors of their own life stories. Is your life story one you'd like to see improved? If yes, join us again next week for another edition of Positively Affirmative. Bring a friend and share the prosperity. Thank you, Melanie, and you have a great week.
Thank you, Katrina. You too.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.